Greetings from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Sometime during the holidays, we're likely to hear and perhaps even sing the traditional tune, "Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too." And some not only sing about wassail, but drink it as well. Nowadays, wassail is a concoction of apples, oranges, cloves, cinnamon, and nutmeg bathing in a vat of hot cider and brandy. Following the traces of the term wassail, an interesting story emerges. First of all, it's an old word, first seen in English documents as long ago as 1140. It came to English from a phrase in Old Norse, the language spoken in Scandinavia until the 1300s. The phrase was "ves heil," with no reference to a specific beverage. Instead, it was a drinking salute, a toast and a salutation. "Ves heil" meant "be in good health." By the early 14th century, the salutation was used as a term for any beverage suitable for toasting. The Old Norse "ves heil" gradually became the English "wassail," which often referred to the spiced ale used in Twelfth Night and Christmas Eve celebrations. Coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. "Ves heil," be in good health.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.